This week, we look at the headlines surrounding Faith Nketsi's husband, Bonang's first Netflix gig, and we recap in Netflix SA's launch of Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story. Hey everyone, welcome back to Who Said That? My name is Kay Salisha, lifestyle reporter at The Citizen, bringing you the hottest in celebrity, lifestyle and entertainment news from South Africa. This week, we start with the headlines surrounding Faith Nketsi's husband, Nzuzo Ndilo, who is the son of former mayor of the Msunduzi municipality in KZN. His father's name is Themba Ndilo. The young businessman forged a reputation for himself as a businessman and has quickly been revealed to be an alleged fraudster on many occasions, having sold people goods of high value that he does not deliver on. Most recently, police in Port Shepston, which is also in KZN, issued a be on the lookout for him, or like an alert letting people know that they were looking for him, and asked for the community's help in apprehending this suspect. Most recently, because he sold someone a truck that he didn't deliver on, in addition to using fraudulent documents to complete the sale. So police haven't been able to trace him, but, you know, his wife has been posting him on her Instagram, and a lot of people have considered that to be flaunting him on her part. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with Faith Nketsi, she is a South African influencer turned reality star who rose to fame as part of South Africa's Pro Twerkers twerking group. She started the group with her cousins and her friends when she was about 16, gained fame based on that, grew her Instagram following, and managed to spin that into a reality show called Have Faith on BET Africa. Last year, about 2022, she surprised her followers and her fans when she not only got married to Nzuzo Ndilo, but she had a baby with him. So a lot of people have had all eyes on them, not just because of the marriage and the baby and wondering what happens to that, but because he's been buying her a lot of luxury and lavish gifts that she's been posting on Instagram. And now people are wondering if those things were purchased with the proceeds of crime. So at the time of recording, police had not yet found him, but they're definitely on the lookout for him. And in true South African fashion, people took to social media trying to, you know, find the humor in the situation. And they advised South African police to tag SAPS Tanzania. Now, the reason why that's funny, for those of you who've missed out on the trend online, is that shortly after Thabo Bester was arrested in Tanzania, close to the border of Kenya, he was arrested by Tanzanian police, and a Twitter user referred to Tanzanian police as SAPS Tanzania. But that's hilarious because SAPS stands for South African Police Service. So how can they be SAPS Tanzania if it's the South African Police Service? But with that said, now that every time, you know, a high profile crime case has made the headlines and made its way onto Twitter, people are speaking about the involvement of SAPS Tanzania. So that is where we're going to be leaving this headline off this week. But we'll definitely be bringing you this and more on citizen.co.za. For our next story, we'll be speaking about not only Bonang's return to television, but her first Netflix gig, as she was announced to be starring as a guest star in the upcoming second season of Netflix's first scripted reality TV drama, Young, Famous, and African. The show, which had a successful, you know, first season featuring the likes of Kanye Mbao, Andile Ngube, the naked DJ Quentin Messina, and his girlfriend Kaylee Lee Schwark, you know, she'll be joining that cast. And most people are actually not only happy to see her back on TV because people love Bonang, but they're interested in seeing if she'll have any scenes with Nadia Nakai and the dynamic that both women will have, having both dated slain rapper AKA, as well as dating each of them a Major League twin. Now, because we can't tell the Major League twins apart, we can't tell, you know, which one is Bandile and which one is Banele Mbere, but each lady dated one of the brothers. So people would like to see if, you know, they're going to be playing up that dynamic. Bonang has really kept quiet about, you know, Nadia dating AKA, about anything to do with AKA actually really since their breakup, and even his passing. She didn't publicly comment on that. So all eyes will not only be on the show, but on Bonang Matheba once she takes over to see how she does it. But speaking of Netflix, we're going to be concluding this week's episode by me letting you guys know what happened when Netflix flew me and a few other reporters out to Cape Town for the launch of Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story. Now, Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story is the third in the anthology series based on Netflix's adaptation of the Bridgerton books. It is produced by Shondaland, a company started by Shonda Rhimes, who wrote the series, and it stars the likes of Golda Rochevelle, a Guyanese-British actress and singer, and Osima Thomas, an actress who plays the younger version of Lady Danbury. Now, both women were flown down to Cape Town to party with stars from Tanzania, Kenya, South Africa. Like, it was an epic event. No expense was spared. They definitely wanted to give, you know, that high society feeling. Upon checking into my hotel, you know, I went into my hotel room. I found a gift bag waiting for me. I actually felt like one of the stars of one of the Real Housewives franchises, because you know how those guys are all about gift bags when they go on their trips. You know, I had my itinerary sorted out. I had my transfers sorted out. I was given, you know, enough time to prepare a look, and my look did go a little bit left, y'all. So don't be going on my Instagram looking for pictures of what I wore. I wore my backup dress, which I look decent enough to be at the event, but, you know, keeping in mind I'm a journalist, I'm not one of the stars, so I didn't need to be out there in like a bejeweled and bedazzled dress. I left that up to the stars of Nigeria, who absolutely slayed it on the red carpet. Like, all of them ate, no crumbs left behind. And other people who ate actually are Golda Rochevelle and Osima Thomas, who both wore South African designers on the red carpet, and I absolutely loved that. Golda, who plays Queen Charlotte herself, or the older Queen Charlotte rather, wore a South African designer named Victoria Ogansi, who's from Cape Town. And, you know, Osima Thomas wore a designer named Ezoketo. So, Golda was like in this pink, it looked like a puffer jacket, but it had like a little bit of print, seeped through, and it was like a ball gown shaped dress, but in the form of a puffer jacket. And I found that to be really cool. It was in like this fuchsia pink with some orange accents, and she had her hair styled in like this braided do, and she looked absolutely regal, but very modern. Whereas Osima wore a dress that was silky, flowy, printed, and when you actually look closer at the print, it was a print of chicken feet, which she said she loved. And the fact that Osima is actually of, you know, African descent, she loved having the trip here, saying that she had family in Pretoria, and they gave us all the time on the red carpet. Nobody was acting brand new. Nobody was acting like they didn't have time to speak to the media. It was an all-round, just well-organized event. Good vibes all around. Everyone had a good time at the garden party at Kion Rock Estate in Stellenbosch. And we actually also got to view the first episode of Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story. And those who know me know I'm very iffy and very selective about my series, but I'll definitely be watching this because it sets the tone for the love story that follows a young Queen Charlotte who marries, I think his name is King George at the time. I don't know if he was prince and then he became king, but she marries him, and it's an interracial relationship. You know how Shonda Rhimes loves herself an interracial relationship. But because of the time in which this fictional tale is set, and it's fictional, though they're named after real people, in the time, the fact that they are in an interracial relationship and society is divided according to not only class lines, but racial lines, their love changes things for the people in the story. So I'll definitely be watching on 14 May to see how Netflix handles that one. And I'll definitely also be watching on 19 May when your girl B makes her Netflix debut. Thank you so much for joining me this week. This has been Kay Salisha, lifestyle reporter for The Citizen on Who Said That podcast, bringing you the latest in celebrity, lifestyle and entertainment news from across South Africa. Be sure to follow us on Iono FM or check out other podcasts on citizen.co.za.